Thing is, right now is Ken Yardomi. He is with Bandai, and of course, you remember that company from the Power Rangers. I know that I grew up, I didn't grow up with them, my kids did, and I used to sit and watch all the Power Rangers, particularly like the Pink Ranger, who was a girl from actually the area of Massachusetts where we live, and she's a beautiful girl. And they have some many entertainment projects going on over at Bandai, but one of them is Ghost in the Shell, which airs on the Cartoon Network. And Ken, tell us a little bit about your involvement in this project.
Yes, there was a movie back in 1984, and then the movie made great success. So the animation studio called the Production IG, a studio who produced the Ghost in the Shell movie, they had a plan to spin off to the TV series, with like a higher budget. So, there was a conversation started, and then we decided to be part of that, co-production project.
How's it doing on the Cartoon Network? I know it's part of the Adult Swim.
It's doing great. It's got, like a great rating, even though it's, after midnight.
Right. Now, is this an adult-oriented program?
It's, story itself is very complicated, and then the program itself is shooting for targeting teens and up.
So it's kind of 13 and up.
Yeah.
Now, who actually writes these things? Do you write them yourself?
Oh, no. We have a series of the script writers, who are involved.
Mm-hmm.
So they are like, 5 to 7 people wrote the script. But there was, basically, there's the original comic created by Shiro Masamune. So, he also gave, some of the story plot, to the series.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long have you been associated with Bandai?
It's been almost 15 years.
Really? Now, did you have anything to do with Power Rangers at all?
Power Ranger, not quite, a little bit.
A little bit, what?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Because, Power Rangers, I guess, is still on the air, right?
Yeah.
My kids have grown up, so they don't watch it anymore. But I remember when the first Power Rangers came out, I mean, the action was kind of stupid. It was really dumb. But the kids loved the connection with the real people who were on the screen.
Yeah.
But the animated part didn't really sit that well with them. But again, some people love the animation and things like SpongeBob SquarePants and Family Guy and The Simpsons have been have brought that kind of programming to a mainstream audience.
Yeah, so that's really, really good. Power Rangers still it's on the Disney now,
right?
On the Disney Family Channel as well as ABC on Saturday.
Yeah,
still doing very strong.
Now, do you work on any other kind of programming for them?
I'm not involved in that portion right now.
So is Ghost in the Shell is pretty much what you're doing at this point?
Ghost in the Shell, standalone complex, and then I'm working on many other animated shows.
Now, Ghost in the Shell, standalone complex, is available on DVD March 22nd. Volume 5 is on DVD, so all the other volumes are still available. Yep. And there's a standard and limited editions. I have the standard. Tell me a little bit about the limited.
Yes, each volume we are putting, more extras. First of all, limited edition comes with a DTS soundtrack. And then depends on the volume, we are putting like a soundtrack, CD, or T-shirts, or, extras that, fans might like.
And they have collector's cards too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I don't have those. They didn't send me those. They're cheap. They sent me the other one.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
I always find this kind of animation amazing, though. I mean, how long ago was what they call anime, the genre invented? Was it pioneered in Japan, right?
Yeah. Well, it's been like 1978 or around that time.
Mm-hmm.
That's when animation targeting teens, started to be produced. So prior to that, animation was pretty much for little kids. Then, we start seeing those late 70s. And now we see a lot of programming.
Now, before you joined Bandai, I noticed you were with Manga Entertainment.
Uh-huh.
And they're the ones that are co-producing this thing, right?
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Yeah, I was working at Bandai and then started, other company and then started working with Manga and then came back to Bandai.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's it. Now, this, how many units did the first four volumes sell?
It's a bit, faster movie.
Yeah.
I don't have an exact number, but it sold, you know, lots of units worldwide.
Yeah, is it more popular here than in Japan, or is
when first movie was launched, it was much more popular outside of Japan. And in Japan, actually, film was only released, a very limited release. Hmm. And they had a modest success, but not really huge success.
Now, Ken, do you have any kids?
Yeah.
Are they young or older?
I have a 12-year-old girl and two-year-old boy.
Ah, now, do you get any input from them in terms of how good these are or how bad they may be?
Yeah, from 12-year-old, you know, I get the comments, and 2-year-old, you know, I'm also working on animation for like a younger targeted, you know, kids.
Yeah, but the 12-year-old gives you some feedback and what's good and what's bad?
She likes other stuff, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Isn't that always like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to see what daddy's doing. That's not cool, right?
Yeah.
And my kids don't want to listen to any of my interviews, even when it's someone they like. Uh-huh. It's not cool,
uh-huh.
You know? So, Ken, where can folks get the Ghost in the Shell standalone complex?
You can, you know, go to any, like, video stores. Or you can, you know, like, get, you know, on, like, Amazon.com or online stores or wherever.
Is there a website that you can get them at as well?
Yeah.
What's that?
There's a Ghost in the Shell website.
Yeah, that's right, ghostintheshell.tv.
That's right, yeah.
Right. Now, actually, it says on the back here that it contains brief nudity.
Yeah, sometimes. You know.
But it's cartoon characters, though.
It's the basically, you know, like main heroine is the cyborg. So, you know, sometimes it depends on the scene, you know.
Right? But we're talking about cartoon nudity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And it's a cyborg nudity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, Ken, thanks so much for coming on and talking a little bit about Ghosts in the Shell, Standalone Complex, and folks out there who like this anime stuff, get on and go get it. It's at the store near you. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.